My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Fellas, and I know Clint, I think he'll get into this more. Clint's out today as our guy Luke is in for him. I think there is a need for a come to Jesus meet with Dalton Schultz.
I second that.
Not one of those, you know, there's a difference between, you know, hey, a conversation, you know, go over there and talk to your guy, to a, hey, I need to kind of get honest and serious with you. And I think Dalton needs to have one of those. He has played poorly the last two games, and it really sticks out in two different ways. It's one thing for me when I look at Dalton Schultz and say, you know what, man, he's not going to be real good when it comes to pass protection or being the lead blocker in things or blocking in general, because that's just not his strong suit. It isn't. I mean, he is a receiving tight end and a guy that can make plays in the passing game, a guy that made plays in the passing game, which led to the Texans bringing him back last year and paying him $12 million a year. So I can get the thought of, all right, he's not as good as you know, the physical part of the game. But one, he got to be better than he has been. And two, now because of how bad he was, they've had to redo a lot of the things that they were doing offensively, including going to go get Tegan Quatoriano and then just completely taking Dalton Schultz out of the position of putting him, you know, as a fullback role. That was then given to Quatoriano and Cade Stover. So they've had to change things. And then, Luke, it spread to him actually in the thing that he is paid and brought here to do. Now he's dropping ball. Now he's not getting in and messing up the timing of screens. Now he's not doing what he's supposed to. Like, he dropped multiple third downs, at least one third down, but multiple passes. At least one third down that should have extended a drive that, you know, gave some kind of faint hope to the Patriots. That game was never in doubt. But you got to catch the football. All right, you ain't going to block well. All right, I got it. But I'll be damned if you're going to come in here and not catch the football and not appear to be as focused as we need you to be. So that there needs to be a serious conversation with Dalton Schultz, because, I mean, if you ain't going to catch the football, there ain't no damn reason for your ass to be up out here.
Yeah, what are you bringing to the table? Yes. Now, look, I think all coaches, right, you get frustrated by, like, the mental mistakes. If he's not the best blocker in the world, okay, right, that's fine. You can readjust the offense.
But you
got to
give him some effort, too, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, right? But that's the part that frustrates you as a coach. And when you see him drop that ball on third down, there was another one where he kind of stopped his route. he did look lackadaisical. He looked like almost like I know CeeDee Lamb did not have a good playoff game last year for the Cowboys, and people were saying, like, did he get bad news before? Like, he just looks
bad
out
body
of it.
Language. Yeah, yeah, he does have bad body
language. And Schultz
language.
Was the same way Sunday. Like, is something going on, like, personally or something? Like, he just looked out of it.
Shoulders slumped, like, yeah, just always on the sideline looking like he just smelt a turd. Like, what is it?
Okay, check.
Otherwise known as Eli Manning face.
Did he smell a turd? That may have been. Thought anybody have any information on that? Please text in if he did smell a turd. But we talked about this, Luke, a bit last week. It almost seems like he is just speculating. Like he is feeling some kind of way about his role, and he is a little annoyed about. He turned into being a blocker in this role of his. And I thought, Luke, all right, there's no Nico this week. And there's no Nico for the next 4 weeks, potentially longer, that he is now, his role kind of comes back. He's going to be more involved in the offense. And he knew Dalton Schultz, because Dalton Schultz ain't no fool. I mean, I don't know if he listens to the postgame show, but 2 weeks of the postgame show, it was all him. And it built up even more after the game Sunday against the Patriots in a 20-point win. I thought we would see a different version of Dalton Schultz, but you're right. His body language looked worse than it did in the game against the Bills.
Yeah.
And his play was worse, too, because he's dropping passes.
Yeah.
Like easy passes. Yeah. You expect for him to complete.
Yeah, he just, like, checked out mentally. And yeah. Going back to the conversation about Super Bowl contenders, and I asked, you know, what more do you need to see? That was one of my, if I'm nitpicking, I want to see a little more production from a variety of options on offense. Like, without Nico Collins on Sunday, I thought, okay, this is perfect. Everyone can step up.
Yes.
And Stephon Diggs had a good game. Tank Dell got back into the mix. But the tight end position, 9 targets, only 4 catches, and I think 27 yards Sunday. Like, I need more, especially with the pay for Schultz and the expectations for him in the passing game. And that was his chance, like you said. When Nico Collins is out, the other guys need to step up. And I thought, okay, here we go. Schultz is going to get back in the flow again. And he had his chances. He just couldn't get his hands. Well, he got his hands on the ball. He couldn't bring it in cleanly. And so that's one of the concerns for this team. I want to see more production out of that tight end position, specifically Schultz. Now, to be fair, we'll say this. And I know Clint usually goes over the All-22. He comes in on Tuesday with his takes. I did not look at the All-22, but I do believe Schultz did help open the holes on the two biggest runs of Sunday with his blocking there. So I will give him a tip of the cap there. The Damian Pierce run late in the game, and I think even the Joe Mixon run earlier, I believe Schultz helped. He was one of the blockers that opened up that hole. So I'll tip my cap to him there. But the effort in the passing game, the body language, everything, it looked like he had just checked out. It was poor. And I don't know if it's his role. You know, look, last year he was playing for his contract, got a contract. I don't know what the guaranteed money is. And I don't want to look at
comfortable.
I don't want to look in someone's pocket, but we've seen guys over the years, they get that contract, you get a little complacent as opposed to when you're working for that next contract and you have to grind day in and day out. But whatever it is, I mean, he's got to be better. That effort Sunday mentally and physically was not good enough.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.